Good afternoon, and thank you for being here at lunchtime, the last day of our meeting. It's really brave. We're going to talk about leadership, communication, surveillance, disease control, and mass care, and about, in particular, the validity and reliability of a measurement tool. Let me spend 1 minute to explain what our center does and where is this study coming from. The Center for Public Health Preparedness of the Harvard School of Public Health collaborates with local and state agencies in Massachusetts and Maine and has the role of conducting training activities in public health preparedness. So the target audience of our training activities is mainly public health workforce in Massachusetts and Maine. And in the past couple of years, we specialized in conducting tabletop exercises. And in particular, the group that I work with, he's in charge of the evaluation part of the tabletop exercises, which goes from participant satisfaction, improvement in knowledge, to evaluation of performance. So we observe the communities during the tabletop exercises, and we try to create, develop, and test measurement tools to assess their level of performance. And why is this interesting? As you probably know, policymakers are very interested in knowing if the recent federal investments have been worth in improving the level of preparedness of our communities. And unfortunately, the problem is that there is no evidence on how to measure performance, and there is lack of evidence in the validity and reliability of the several measurement tools that have been used all over the country. So the aim of this study was to develop a measurement tool to assess performance during a tabletop exercise, to assess the community performance, and test the validity and reliability of the measurement tool. In order to do that, we obviously started with a literature search, and we didn't find any instrument that was adequate enough and also brief enough to be used during a tabletop exercise. And what we were focusing on was on evaluating functional capabilities, because during a tabletop exercise you have people, professionals coming from several agencies within a community, and sometimes for the very first time they work together and they try to respond to a simulated emergency. And there are some skills like leadership ability, communication ability, which go far beyond their level of capacity within their community and agency. That's what we were interested in. Before developing the tool, we adopt the logic model that was developed by the RAND Corporation in 2005, and we use this model to identify those functional capabilities that could be reasonably assessed during a tabletop exercise. And we found 5 domains we could potentially investigate: surveillance and epidemiology, ability, disease control and prevention, mass care, leadership and management, and communication. And within the communication domain, we thought that it was worth to take a look at communication within public health system and communication with the public, because there are big issues in emergency preparedness. What we did, using that model, we convened a panel of 10 experts in emergency preparedness, and we asked them to rate the level of importance of the domains and to come up with some indicators that we could use and transform into questionnaires, into items to test the level of performance of the communities. And so we ended up with 5 domains and 42 items. And here are the domains, the one that I already cited, and the indicators. I'm not going to go into detail for each indicators, but I have the instrument with me in case you want to take a look at it. Then, once we had the questionnaire ready, we used the instrument at the end of the tabletop exercises, and we collected data from 179 public officials during 3 very similar tabletop exercises. Two were conducted in Maine and one in Massachusetts. And for one of the exercises, we were able to recruit 12 experts in preparedness who played the role of external evaluators and used the same identical instrument. So we have a self-reported instrument, and the same instrument is also used by external evaluators who observe the community during the tabletop exercise, and at the end of the tabletop exercise give their judgment on the community's performance. The exercise scenario was avian flu, and it was designed to test a range of local and regional capabilities, including unified command, regional coordination, inter-intra-agency communication, risk communication to the public, infection control, surge capacity, and mass care. We didn't use any fancy statistical method, so it's definitely what is commonly used to test the reliability of questionnaires. And so we used internal Cronbach alpha coefficients to test internal consistency, and then we look for correlations between items and correlations between domains. And then to evaluate the empirical structure of the scale, we used principal component analysis. Here was the challenge. In order to test the validity of the instrument, as I told you before, there is no valid criteria out there that we could use to say that one community was more prepared than another, and there is no gold standard instrument. So that was our challenge. How are we going to say that our instrument is not only reliable, but it's measuring preparedness? The only way we could move forward from this point was the most reasonable way was to use the external evaluator's judgment, which is considered a gold standard nationwide. We just had a meeting in RAND Corporation, and it seems like external evaluators, experts in the field and who know the communities, who know the plans and don't work for the communities, are considered to be the best way to evaluate performance during a tabletop exercise. So that's what we did. We simply look for the correlation between the self-reported outcomes and the outcomes reported by the external evaluators. Internal consistency was pretty good for all scales. Above 0.8 was our alpha coefficient. Factor analysis, the 42 items questionnaire was subject to a principal component analysis. We had a 5-factor solution, which was very easy to interpret, and we used factor loading greater than 0.45, and 37 items finally met our criteria. So we have an instrument with 37 items, which is definitely a reliable instrument. And regarding the interesting part of the factor analysis was that initially we thought that our communication domain was split into 2 subdomains, communication with the public and communication within public health. And the factor analysis is telling us that the items that we thought were going with the domain of communication with the public, actually they are loading on leadership and management, and it makes a lot of sense because communicate with the general public, the ability to communicate with the general public, it's definitely a leadership skill. So we decided that we could keep the item into the leadership and management scale. And I'm not going to go in detail into each item, but if you have more questions. And then again, there was another item related to communication with the public, which is communicate with the public to minimize fear. And participants were asked if their ability to perform this task was sufficient, they had a Likert scale. And this loaded into the disease control and prevention scale, which makes sense as well. Then we took a look at the domain structure, and we found interesting correlations. All the domains were correlated to each other, and the leadership and communication scales were the level of correlation was much stronger compared to leadership and surveillance, which are obviously related to each other. So again, this was in support of the domain structure of the instrument. And challenged by how to evaluate the validity of the measurement tool, as I told you before, we decided to use the external evaluator assessment. That was the only thing that we had. We didn't have any other so-called objective measure or gold standard that we could use. And in order to do that, we tested inter-rater agreement, and we used intra-class correlation coefficients, which were pretty good. They were going from good to excellent, from 0.56 to 0.91. And let me show you the graph that is very easy to interpret. As you can see here, the red line is the score given by the external evaluators. The black line is the score self-reported by participants. The unit of analysis is the level of performance of the community during the tabletop exercise. And you can see that the shape is very similar. And most of the time, the value, the score given by the external evaluator is lower, and it makes sense because they are there to judge the community, and plus they are experts in the field, so probably they also have higher expectations compared to participants. And so we found an interesting relationship between the two different points of view. Our conclusion is that we have a measurement tool, and again, this is the first time that reliability and validity is tested for a measurement tool in public health preparedness. So this is the innovative aspect of our study. And we can say that the tool can be used during tabletop exercises, in training activities, to identify areas that are in need of further improvement. The tool is made by 37 items, so it's a very short instrument, and definitely it's reliable, and we can say that we have some preliminary results of criterion and constant validity, but definitely it's too early to say that we have a valid instrument. And regarding the limitations, there are so many limitations out there. I just summarize three of them. Accountability versus training. If tabletop exercises will be used for accountability purposes, then probably self-reported outcomes are not going to be so reliable or valid anymore, because they will tend to overrate their performance during the tabletop exercise. And then there is some issues regarding how should external evaluator be trained, what their level of training should be. And right now we're studying several tabletop exercises where we used less and more trained external evaluators, and we're trying to look at what's the difference. And then finally, We found a lot of missing values using the tool in rural areas. We don't know exactly why, but probably our tool is too detailed and it's difficult to respond to some questions where when the level of preparedness is particularly low. So probably it's not a good instrument for all communities, all types of communities. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Yes, they did. It was unbelievable. He did. No. We just wanna. You mean a confirmatory factor analysis eventually? Yeah, we are planning to do that too. So that's definitely a good point. And yeah, we were very surprised to see how those items were exactly loading on the domains they were planned to. We hypothesized they were loading, and besides the communication items to the public, which loaded into different domains and didn't create their own scale. But we also have to say that we had only three items describing communication with the public, so probably it's not enough to create a reliable, independent scale, and we may want to work on that aspect. Thank you. Yes. I can also tell you what happened probably there. Is those items were related to mass care, ability to perform mass care. And the way the tabletop exercise was organized, we had several tables, and we had usually people grouped by geography, and then we had an independent table where all the hospitals were located. And one of the evaluators of our group was sitting at that table. So, and when you look at the data from that particular evaluator, of course there were outliers because he had a great perception of the overall preparedness in mass care compared to the other evaluators, because he was looking at hospitals' performance directly. So that could be an explanation.